All right, everybody, Cal Vanian here, and I got something really, really important. It's not going to take too long, but if the whole profession could get this straight, we would lift the profession as a whole. Would you like that? All right. So, could you really understand the concept, the principle, the altered state of consciousness of hypnosis in just four words? Yes, you can. All right, but you got to understand what those four words are. So hang on. I'm going to give you those words, and then I'm going to explain what each one of those four words mean really quick. But first, hypnosis is not sleep. Got to get that straight. Hypnosis is not relaxation. Got to get that straight. Hypnosis is not magic. It's not a spell. It's not some kind of slow brain waves like some people think. Even scientists get that wrong a lot. Hypnosis does not mean you have control over anyone. So here we go. Now that I've got that out of the way, hypnosis is, drum roll, a heightened state of suggestibility. A heightened state of suggestibility. There we go. There's the four words. So what does that mean? All right. First of all, I got to tell you that what is suggestibility? Suggestibility runs on a timeline. It's a timeline from very, very, very little suggestible. Like when you're around somebody that you just can't believe a word they said, you know, they're a complete idiot and they talk to you. That's just blah, blah, blah. You don't listen to them. But what they're saying doesn't affect you at all. And then you've got your normal state of suggestibility. And over here, we have the heightened state of suggestibility. Now, so we've got very, very little suggestibility. That's a very guarded personality or situation. Normal suggestibility, and then a heightened state of suggestibility. That's what a hypnotist does. The hypnotist uses a hypnotic suggestion to take you from these normal states of suggestibility into a heightened state of suggestibility. So, number one, heightened state of suggestibility. So, state. So, it's a state of mind. It is an altered state of consciousness, which is characterized by a higher level of suggestibility than in the normal states. Okay, heightened state of suggestibility. So, what's suggestibility? That's the key word here. Suggestibility, the more you go from very little suggestibility to a very high level of suggestibility, what happens is when you get past this normal state of suggestibility into what Harry Arens calls the six stages of hypnosis, right? And so you got hypnoidal, you got light, you got medium, you got the threshold of somnambulism, full somnambulism, and then profound somnambulism. A little bit of hypno jargon there. All right, so what happens is suggestibility is a function of the mind that allows new information, okay, to have an effect on you, affect how you think, feel, and behave. That's right. Suggestibility is the degree to which information that's coming into the mind affects how you think, feel, and behave. So what the hypnotist does, the hypnotist is trained to take you into this heightened state of suggestibility, preferably the more heightened, the better, like the somnambulistic phases of or stages of hypnosis, the more what the hypnotist does can affect how you think, how you feel, and how you behave. Those are the main things. So now don't get scared yet because there's always the protective level of the mind functioning. The mind can slip back into these other normal states in an instant. If something is going on that makes you feel afraid or concerned because of what the hypnotist is doing or saying, boom, you go back into these lower levels of suggestibility, normal suggestibility, normal consciousness. You pop out of hypnosis just like that. So what you want to do is you want to find a good hypnotist that understands this, that the more heightened the suggestibility, the better, is able to get you into these stages of somnambulism, threshold, full somnambulism and profound somnambulism, so that he or she can give you suggestions or have you experience hypnotic techniques that will change how you think, feel, and behave. Because that's why we go. We want to have better thoughts. We want to think that we can do things, that we can accomplish things. We want to be able to think sharper, better, this kind of thing. We want to feel better. We want to get rid of things like, oh, you know, stress and old useless anger and frustration, guilt, we want to get rid of those things. So what we think, what we feel, and how we behave, that has a lot to do with, gosh, or can we do better in a sport? Can we do better in school? Can we do better in just about area of our life, like changing an old, useless, self-defeating habit? And that's what it is. So hypnosis, heightened state of suggestibility. If you want to go through training and get all the very best you can get from an instructor, I suggest you go to the BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com website, where I have all the information there. All right. Hey, what do you think? Do you have a better definition? Leave a comment. I'm always able to change my mind when given, believable, logical evidence to the contrary. But so far, over 25 years of in the profession, and that's the best understanding that I can come up with and that I do share with my students in every single class. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan signing off.